Hey, today's daf is daf tet. So let's begin from the next mission. It's a halacha gimel. The mission begins. Ketzad Hashem mu'edet lechol et haro'ui la. And for example, that would be a be'emet mu'edet lechol peyot yarakot. So when it comes to Hashem, once again, if we get it, it's funny how you punctuate the sentence. It's interesting, but we sort of mentioned that last year. But it's when an animal eats that which it would normally eat. For example, what would that be when it comes to an animal? It's eating peyot and yarakot. Which is perot is produce and yarakot is vegetables. Yafeh. However, achal ksuto kelim, let's say this animal ate something that wouldn't normally eat, clothing, kli, then it's nezek, chatzinezek. Why is it chatzinezek? Because since it's mishuneh, since it's different, it now falls under the category of keren. So anything that seems strange, chatzinezek keren. Yafeh. Now, negmas says, bemed by mamurim, when do we say this? That's berushot hanizak, meaning when's it chayev? To pay full damages, that's when it goes into somebody else's field and eats in there. However, Brishus HaRabim, if it eats in the public domain, we said you're patur there. However, it's not exactly 100% patur because it says, Im nehenet, meshelem mashenehenet. Meaning, if it benefited something, meaning your animal benefited, you didn't have to feed it that night because it ate somebody else's property, then you pay the benefit you got from it. For example, it might be a very expensive product it ate, but nonetheless, what do you normally feed your animal? You might spend on barley, so you pay the price of that volume, like for example in barley, the fact you didn't have to give him any dinner. Like, yafeh. Now the Gemara says, so Ketzan Hashem mu'edet. Now here the Marfulda switches the two shittot around. So let's just say Rabbi Yochanan first said al rishonah hushva. The question really here is when it says b'med v'rein brushot anizak ava brushos rapim patur, that is on which case? Is it on the case where animals are eating something normal, or even when it's eating something strange? So I have to explain what that means. Because if you say it's al rishona hushva, that means it makes a lot of sense. Because that's, in other words, only when it's literally under the category of shen, that's when it's patur sarabim. But if it does something strange, then it's now keret, and keret is chayim in rishos sarabim. So when it says patur, it's only patur if you call it classic shen. However, if you want to say now to Shita Resh Lakish, again, because we're switching the two names around, so it says Allah Kula Hushva. Then you'd be patur on all cases, meaning even in the case of Shinui. Let's say these animals walk into Shasrabim and eat someone else's scarf or something. It's bizarre. You might think it's Karen, you might think it's Karen, you're Chayim Shasrabim, and they say we're patur. Now, why is that? Now, we have to be careful here. So I'll read the Mara Fulda, because initially he has it as Resh Lakish. Sorry, as sorry. The next part says, as Rabbi Yochanan, then it says to switch it around like we've done. Afal ksut v'kelim patur b'shus ra'amim, v'amar, v'hachi amar rav, in Bavli, he quotes Bavli, kol ha-meshaneh u'ba acher v'shinui ba patur. So in other words, your animal did something strange by eating the garment, but who's leaving their clothing in the middle of b'shus ra'amim? So since the victim was did a shinui, and even if you did a shinui, since the victim did a shinui, you'd be patur. Interesting. So it's not that Karen per se is Patrushus Rabin. We'll get to a shita that says something like that. But it's this principle that if the victim is also Mishaneh, does something bizarre in Rishus Rabin, even if you're Mishaneh, you're Patr in that situation. Okay. So now it says, and the Gemara says, if that's the case, Machlafa shita te de Rav Resh Lakish. It seems to be a contradiction shita Resh Lakish. Why? Tamana Resh Lakish says, in the name of Reb Hoshaya, Amda va'achla mi perot tzeburim chayav. So an animal normally, if it's walking Rishus HaRabim, will eat as it's walking. If it stops and starts eating there, that's a shinui. But someone leaving their, all their produce on the sidewalk or section, let's say in the Rishus HaRabim, is also a shinui. So just I'll again read the marafold. It says Rishus HaRabim peret tziburim Rishus HaRabim chayevet. It's chayev. Says afal gav dahai shina shetzavar per Rishus HaRabim. This is despite the fact the victim, if you like. Did some shinui by piling up his produce in the middle of the street. And there was a shin on the behemah that it sort of stood still and was eating. And importantly, I'm saying Rava, it says in Bavli, in other words, it's not just that it stood still. It has to be, he says it has to be more of a shinui, that the animal jumped to eat it or something like that. And sorry, but here we're saying it is chayev. Okay, chayevet, importantly. So, amdava achla perob shirim chayevet. Now, again, importantly, victim was Mashaneh, the person was Mashaneh, Yechayev, but Reb, again, according to Reish Lakish, we just said no. If the victim was Mishana, you'd be Patur, so you got a contradiction. Quite clear. It sounds like more sports on Rabbi Yochanan. So, in other words, like the Karen, you'd be Patur all the time. So, Amar Taman, you know, says, Amri, say Taman, no. Reish Lakish wasn't expressing his own opinion. He's, as we said, it says Amar Reish Lakish, Beshem Rabbi Hoshaya. He was just saying, expressing the opinion of Rabbi Hoshaya, of which he disagreed. But in our case, Mishum Garmi, his own shitta is different. That it's a Shinoi victim, Shinoi you, then you're Patur. Now, the Gemara says, Milt Resh Lakish. Let's try and understand a corollary then of what Resh Lakish is saying. Bata mahalechet v'revutza, you'd be Patur. So let's understand, biut kicking is considered a Shinoi. Normal walking is fine. That's regel. But if you kick, then it's a Shinoi. That's actually one of the derivatives of Keren. But if this animal is walking and it kicks an animal that's revutza, that's sort of squatting down in Rosh Hashanah, what's your animal doing sitting in Rosh Hashanah for? That would be a case of you were Meshaneh, but the victim was Meshaneh, so therefore you're Patur. That would be Shittat Resh Lakish. That makes a lot of sense. Havol Milta Rabbi Yochanan, who doesn't hold that position, that a Shino you're always Chayim Rosh Hashanah, even if the victim was Meshaneh. Amar, but I used to say, if your animal kicks another animal, even if the animal squatted Rosh Hashanah, you'd be chayev. Again, we're talking about kicking, not just walk like tripping on it or knocking into it. Talking about where there was a shinui. Then it's like Karen, you're chayev Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara says, Lo softa ba'ata, not just a ba'ata malechet. So the animal's walking, kicks, that's a shinui. On revutza, you'd be patur. Also, revutza the even if the animal's squatting and kicks someone that's walking. Ba'malechet, or an animal that's walking normally kiss another malech, it'd also be patur. Now that sounds like that even if the victim was not Mishaneh. That seems strange, because Amar Rav Ami, Rami says, no. Amar, it says, lo Amar Resh Lakish, and Resh Lakish didn't say that. Resh Lakish only says, Ela ba'atam malechet berevutza, only for malechet, meaning animal that's walking, kicked at the revutza, an animal that's simply squatting down, that's Mishaneh, that's when it's patur. But no, if the classic Keren, where an animal kicks another animal, and that animal wasn't Mishana, it was just walking along its merry way, doing nothing wrong, or Malechet, so either the animal's literally squatting, or the one that did the offense, if you like, or that was walking along and kicked another one, it was walking, then you'd be Chayavet. So how do you understand this other shitta that might say you'd be Patur? That would be like Rebbe Hoshaya, because Tana Rebbe Hoshaya, Kula Patur. In all the situations, Rabbi Hoshaya said to be patur, even if it was malecha kicked another malecha. How so? Time, because Katam Rabbi Hoshaya, because Rabbi Hoshaya's of the opinion, and the simple understanding is ein keren b'rishus harabim. He holds that just the shen is patur b'rishus harabim, regel is patur b'rishus harabim, so too is keren, which is the chiddush here. That's Shita Rabbi Hoshaya. So we've got, like, if you like, three opinions here. We've got Rabbi Hoshaya says keren always patur b'rishus harabim. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. That's how Rav Fulda explains it. And Penny Moshe says, actually, maybe in this case, we'll just put that aside for the moment. You've got the other extreme that Keren is always Chayim Rosh Hashanah, that's Shita Rabbi Yochanan, and you've got the middle opinion that it depends. If the victim was also Mishaneh, also did something bizarre, strange, out of the ordinary, he piled his produce in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, with animals just squatting there, sitting in the Rosh Hashanah, then you'd be Patur. That's Shita Resh Lakish. Yafeh. Now what the Gemara is saying, Rav Amar, Rav seems to hold like Shitat Resh Lakish. Which is Rav Amar Amdava Achla Peirot Hatzaburim. If an animal sort of stood, we set up some sort of shino by standing, it's at produce that has been piled up in Rosh Hashanah, which is a shino, you'd be patur. Okay. Now the Gemara says that's no. So it's important to understand then that Rav understands like Resh Lakish that if the victim's Mashana, you'd be patur. So the question is, when do we find that shen is in what situation? We have to find a particular case where shen as shen. As in real shen, not animals eating in a bizarre way, but real shen is actually more makil than keren. So makilu b'shen, that's sha'achla mahalechet, then animals walking along and eats from another animal that has produce on its back, for example, omedet, that's sort of standing there. Okay? That would be, and chomer b'keren, keren is more machmir in that situation, because in that situation, b'chayiv in a case, ba'ata malechet et, change the girsa here, according to Mara Fulda, to a mahalechet, where again it was a normal case of keren. So normal case of keren yichayev, normal case of shen you'd be patur. That's where shen is more makil. Now just to fill it in, I'll show you the Mara Fulda. He says, after he explains the Gerusa chain, he says, Zeperusho, Shen, Efshar Lomar, he can't talk about Shen if it's Omedet Vochelet, where it's stood still, because that's not Shen anymore, if you remember. As soon as the, in a case, even if it's eating, is doing something different, it turns into Keren. Shekemen Rav holds that even if you do something strange, if the victim is strange as well, Kolamashane, you'd be patur. Omedet, then patur you'd be if the animal stood still and was eating from an omedet, then you'd be patur. So how do you find a situation where we've got genuine shen being more makil than genuine keren? That's mashekel b'shen chamor b'keren. Aliba the Rav, how would you find that case? Ela b'shen she'achla ma'alechet omedet. That's where an animal says walking, it's eating like as it's walking along, it eats in some. It's like a take something as it's walking from, you can imagine, put his head to the side and grab something, then not stretches around, but like, you'll see as it's walking from an omedet, from an animal that's sort of standing there. The kavata b'keren, what will be the equivalent of keren where you'd be chayev? Genuine keren, that's shibata, shibata where it kicks. Tavale keren ma'alechet et ha'ma'alechet. It must be the other animal's also doing something normal. Because if the other animal is doing something strange, according to Rav, you'd be patur in the case of keren. Because if the other animal is standing still, or rovetzet, meaning like squatting down, then it would also be shun, you'd be patur according to Rav. So once again, because according to Rav Zarugash Lakish, in the case of Keren, if the victim is also Bishinu Yibi Patur, we have to find a case where Shen is more makel than Keren. When is Keren Chayev and Shen is Patur? That's in a situation where there's nothing strange going on. In other words, so that's why the animal itself didn't do a Shinui in case of Shen is walking along and eats it as it walks along, Yibi Patur. Or in the case of Keren Yibi Chayev, where it's walking along, it kicks another animal that is also walking along, not doing anything strange. Okay, so the point of these cases is to flesh out exactly the sort of the limits, if you like, of the different opinions. Because you'll see the next one says, and Ilfi says, no, he holds really like Rav Yochanan. Amar amda the achla mi peratatzabrim yuchayav chayavet. Because again, Ilfi seems to be like Rav Yochanan, that even if the victim's mishani is still chayav. So therefore, mahi kilu b'shen, what's the case of shen would be more makel than keren. It's clearly we have to, if for it to be Shen, it still has to be eating in a normal way. So it's walking along, that's the way the Maharal explains it. It has to be as it's walking along and eating from something else. That's in that situation, it's classic Shen, Patur. And the Keren, you'd be Chayev, for example, Shaba'ata et. Well, here it could even be Girsa, according to the Maharal. You change it to Omedet. Because even if the victim is doing something strange, it doesn't matter. The animal kicked another animal, you're chayiv. Okay, etc. So those two cases really align Shittat Rav and Ilfi with the Shittas of Resh Lakish and Rav Yochanan, respectively, and kind of fleshed out exactly, if you like, the limits in terms of when it switches to Shen, and also the this whole it sharpened the exactly where the machloket is. Okay, yafeh. Let's now learn Halacha Dalet. Keitzad Meshalem Mashenenet. In other words, which situation would you pay for what it benefited? Not how, but it's really what cases, really. And when would you pay for what it damaged? So, achla mitocha rachava, if it eats from the street, it's classic shen, it's eating, so therefore you'd be patur from full damage, and you just simply pay for what the animal benefited. Mitzidei harechava, from the sides of the road, then we say that it is, that's meshalem mashenenet, you have to pay the full damage. Because the sides of the road is considered like a reshut to be there. I think I had it here, right? The Pnei Moshe says, "Kivan lo shichich berabim." Besides the roads, people aren't really walking there. However, it's like a rusha yachid, and you meshalem mashe ezika. Okay, let's continue. Mipetach hachanut, from the opening of the chanut, meshalem mashe enenet. That's like, oh, it's pretty much on the street. Not really on the street, but there. We'll explain that in a minute. However, mitocha, if it goes inside the chanut, it's like going to someone's rishus yachid. Animals ate inside it, you'd be chayavet. Mashe full damage. Now, Gemara says, Keitzad Rav Amar, akmat, if it turned its head around, like to eat it like that, v'achla. Gemara says, when talking about tanina mipetach, if it's for the opening of the chanut, then you meshlem and mashenet. It's considered rishus. What do you mean? Because you're saying now, as soon as it turns its head around to go around, you'd be chayev. But here it says by the opening of the chanut, presumably you'd have to turn its head to get there, no? So therefore, no, you'd be part like between Rosh Hashanah and it's only mitocha chanut. So my chadun, how do I understand this case? Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun says, well, what are we talking about where you have to pay mishlamash and mitoch ha petach ha chanut? Again, the petach is not on the street; it's like the side of the street. So it said, Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun tifta b'shiach hamor ta'un gdiyim, where they've got small little kids that are being carried by donkeys. So they're already, you like they're on their side, their head sticking on the side anyway. So they're not akma piv to get access it. The food by the petach chanut is already in head's range without any effort. Okay, so therefore that's why I would say that's why it's not akma. It's not like turning its head to access it. Ton gidim, as it says, or b'shat avratam pashtu tzavram v'achlan. So I'll just show you to make it clear in the marfil. It says shebigdim nosim b'shnei amtachat sh'al ha. It's on the pack saddle, if you like. Like their mouth is basically ready to access a food that's already there. Because they're not twisting their head to get there. It's like completely Rosh Hashanah access, if you like. There. Because like Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, they don't have to pay for what they benefit. Yafeh. Now the Gemara says, actually, do you know what we're going to do? I know the Dapim seem to be really short, but tomorrow's will be even shorter if we don't stop now, because otherwise we go to the Mishnah and it's a tiny bit. So you know, wow, we're really short, Dapim. Let's stop here. Okay, we'll pick it up here for tomorrow. All right. So,
Okay then.
but
Okay then.
you got time to prepare, do all your stuff for Sukkot. So, Hashem has been kind to us.
Exactly. Baruch Hashem.
Baruch
Very
Hashem.
good.
All right.
Excellent. Thank you
Cool.
very much. Kol tov.